to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
I know for almost a solid week, all we have seen on TV and heard as sports fans, people not standing for the national anthem. So we're not really going to dive really deep into that, but I do have a point of view that I would like to express on the matter. And basically, when you stand for the national anthem, and I'll obviously want to hear what Kip's got to say too, but when you stand for the national anthem, basically you are acknowledging two things. One, that you understand the ideals and the principles that the flag stands for. And two, you acknowledge that there are people that have died to give those rights to the citizens of this country, and you stand at attention basically honoring those people. And somewhere along the line, the NFL players decided that their disgruntlement with the president of the country was more important than the men and women that have died for this country, more important than the father that will never throw a football with his son, the mother that will never see her son again, the little girl that's 4 years old and will grow up and won't even be able to remember the face of her father. How dare you, NFL?
Yeah, I mean, there's different methods and different mannerisms to accomplish what you want to accomplish as it relates to that. I tell you what, Jason, I travel. I work for a humanitarian organization here in Brunswick called MAP International. Okay, I travel abroad 2-3 times a year. I've been to about 30 countries now. And every time I come back to the United States of America, I am happy to be home. You mm-hmm. hear me? Very, very happy. And I would interject here that if people who are that disgruntled with what's going on in the United States of America to the point where they don't want to stand for the national anthem, which, you know, that's your right. People fought and died for that right. Let's take you somewhere around the world, put you off on a plane, say, in Saudi Arabia, or put you in an Iran, or put you in a North Korea, or put you in some places like that, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, and you kneel and do something like that to disrespect those countries and some of the traditions and things that they have, and see what will happen to you.
Bishop Media was, you know, we're a fairly new organization, and several years ago, we got credentialed by our first professional sports team, and that was the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so for the last several years, we have pretty much sent someone down every week to cover a Jaguar game. On Monday, Bishop Media returned their press credentials to the Jaguars and let them know that we would no longer be sending anyone to cover their games.
That's your right as an American to do so.
There were a lot of games last night, a lot of better games, better circumstances. Glenn Academy last night, 31-7 up at the half, ended up winning 38-27. Wayne made a little bit of a comeback. They got within 31-21 in that football game. Glenn scored a late touchdown to ice the game. Big loss for the Terriers in that game. They lose linebacker Cameron McClellan. Great kid, tore his ACL, likely tore his ACL. We won't know until officially Monday, but by all the initial reports, that's probably the case. Senior, done for the year, heartbreak for the kid. Great kid, very popular with his teammates.
Comes from a good family, good kid.
Sure does.
Yep, he's a heck of a football player. Let me say something. All right.
Okay.
Glenn Academy hadn't played a football game since September the 3rd. And they had basically a month because of storms and cancellations and things like that and bye weeks. They had a month to get ready for Wayne County, okay? There's no way I knew Glenn was going to win that football game. There was no doubt in my mind Glenn was going to Jessup last night and beating Wayne County. Because that staff down there, they're too good. You can't give them a... That's like a college football team preparing for a top-ranked opponent on opening day. You got 9 months to get ready. Rocky Hidalgo and staff had a month to get ready for Wayne County. They weren't losing that football game.
Rocky Hidalgo will join us later in the show, by the way.
I mean, they weren't going to Jessup and losing. And they came out and they go up 21 to nothing. I said, okay, about what I expected to happen.
Frederica Academy 29-0 winners over Trinity. Frederica staying atop the region in first place, undefeated in the region now at 2-0. MCA, boy, the struggles continue over in Darien. 31-15 losers to Savannah Christian. Benedictine 42-7 winners over Bryan. Camden scored 53 points. Felt like 1999.
Forest Park's awful.
Oh, yeah. 53-7 Camden winners. Lowndes takes down Ware 37-6. The Ware County Gators are halfway through their season, and they don't have a W.
0-4. And if you listen to some of their fan base on the internet and all these social media sites, how can that be? They always have 10 guys that run 4.440s. They always have 10 offensive linemen that can bench press 400 pounds and run 4.840s. How are they 0-4? I mean, how's that happening with all these studs they have?
Oh, I'm supposed to answer that?
I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just thinking out loud here. I mean, you read the internet around here like I do. How is that possible with all these athletes they have? They'll turn it around. They're going into region play, and they'll probably run through the region that they're in. They played a tough non-region slate, by the way, so I don't want to hammer them too bad.
Okay, you know, let's not get into excuse making. Yeah, all right. They played a tough non-region schedule all day long. I'll give you that to them. You're still Ware County. Should you win all those games? Probably not. Should you win a few of them? Yeah, you're Ware County. You're supposed to win at least a couple of those. You didn't do it.
They got blasted. They came over here and got hammered by Glenn Academy. They got hammered by Lowndes. I mean, you know, they played Northside pretty tough and lost to them. And, you know, just one of these deals where they've gotten off to a rough start. But they'll probably end up 6-4 as a region champion, or 5-5 as a 2-seed hosting a playoff game.
Tift, 35-14 winners over Fitzgerald. Warner Robins is for real, folks. They beat Coffee last night 52-49.
And Coffee's for real.
And so Warner Robins is atop that region.
They are. Warner Robins actually plays 5A. They're not up in 6A, so they're going to be tough to deal with in 5A football this year.
They are for real.
Yep.
They are for real. Thomas County Central, losers to Valdosta, 44-14. Bradwell remains. That's right. Listen to what I'm about to say. The Bradwell Tigers remain undefeated.
6-0.
27-21 over Lakeside Evans. Effingham, 37-13 winners over Liberty. Richmond Hill struggling with South Effingham, but pulling away late 31-20. And Irwin blows out Charlton 48-27 scores from around the area.
Bradwell rolls into Glenn County Stadium next Friday night to play the Brunswick High Pirates, undefeated at 6-0. They kept us out of the playoffs last year, so I look for a different result this year.
I don't think that game will be very competitive between the Pirates. I think Bradwell is going to be exposed as probably...
They're undefeated.
The worst undefeated team in the state.
Come on, man. We might have some listeners in Hinesville today. They might not like that too much. But the truth's the truth, right?
If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, brother, it ain't a cheetah.
Frederica looked pretty good last night. It rained the whole time at Pinewood, and they looked pretty good in that 29-0 win over Pinewood.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The MCA Buccaneers are having a tough go of it so far in 2017. The Bucs fall to 1-3 with a region loss to Savannah Christian 31-15. In Terror Nation, Glenn survives a comeback attempt by Wayne County, scoring a late touchdown to ice the game, 38-27 the final. The Knights of Frederica took to the road against region foe Pinewood Christian, and their defense came with them, staying in first place in the region with a 29-0 shutout of the Patriots. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Makes me nervous. I don't have a log to look at right in front of me, and so everything is just kind of running automatedly. Is automatedly a word?
It is now.
All right. Okay, so we had the opportunity to sit down with Bo Sasser from Southeast Georgia Health System back here on the Jason Bishop Show. Now joining us via the Pristine Water landline is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time and coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jason. Appreciate it.
Sure. I think the reason that you're coming on this week is I had some questions about the Jacob Eason injury for Georgia. As you already know, he suffered a left knee sprain in the very first game against Appalachian State. So the first question I have for you is a left knee sprain. Tell me exactly what that means. What happens to you when you have a sprained knee?
Well, usually the best way to think of it more in line with a sprained knee is also like a sprained ankle. We're all very familiar with a sprained ankle where you roll your ankle, you come down playing basketball and roll it, step on somebody's foot, turn the wrong way. And basically what happens is those ligaments sort of get stretched, and because it puts the knee or the ankle, that joint, in a wrong position, and that causes a sprain. So it's a result of a malposition of the joint, which leads to a ligamentous type strain or sprain, which might not be a tear, but just a stretching of sorts or an injury.
Well, when you mentioned the sprained ankle thing, I know that a lot of folks that once they roll their ankle the first time and they sprain it, it seems that they're always a little more susceptible to spraining their ankle going forward. Does that mean that Jacob Eason going forward is going to be more susceptible to spraining his left knee from now on?
You know, it's hard to tell. I doubt it, especially because the knee, I use the analogy of an ankle sprain because more of us are familiar with it. A knee sprain is a more uncommon type injury, and one of the reasons is because the knee is actually a very constrained type joint. It's a very stable joint in that respect, so it does take a lot of energy, i.e. a football game with big guys landing on you, for you to sprain your knee. And to answer your question, I don't think it makes him more susceptible. I guess the question is, what is actually injured is kind of unknown.
Okay. A left knee sprain or a knee sprain in general, this injury with Jacob Eason, they have obviously come out and said is not going to require surgery. I mean, from my simpleton mind, I don't think that a knee sprain would ever be an injury that would require surgery. Am I wrong?
Right. No. It shouldn't. You know, you really basically go from sprain to tear. And so if you start tearing things, your ACL, your MCL, your LCL, PCL, then you're talking about surgical. And I think basically what happened to him is he injured the knee just before the point of a tear, and that's what's being rehabbed. It's just allowing everything to heal in that respect and regain his confidence, like you said, in the knee.
Now, Kirby Smart may have done himself a favor, and when Jacob Eason injured that knee, he didn't ever come out with a timetable as far as when Jacob Eason would be ready to play. But from your medical expertise, what type of time frame are we normally looking at for rehab time for a sprained knee?
Right. Well, and luckily he has the luxury of having a great trainer that's working with Jacob Eason probably 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So that accelerates the timetable. But normally I would say you're talking in that 4 to 6 week type period to allow decreased inflammation around the knee, allow things to heal, regain motion, and then regain strength. I know you and I have talked before that unlike the weekend warrior where we can go back and do our daily activities or even participate in weekend rec church league softball and so forth, these guys have to get back to 100%. And so he could be at 75, 85, 90%, but he's not going to function at that Division I level until he's back to 100%. So that might take things a little bit longer to getting those last percentage points.
With the sprain, and if he does recover 100%, Jacob Eason was a pretty mobile guy. Granted, you know, he's a pocket quarterback, but he was a mobile pocket quarterback. Is the sprained knee at 100% going to affect his mobility? You know, you see guys with some knee injuries, some major knee injuries, that their mobility, Nick Chubb's a good one, their mobility was kind of affected after the injury for a little while. Is that going to be the case with Eason, or he's just going to step back on the field and be ready to go, same old Jacob Eason?
Right, well, and again, I think some of that has to do with he has to have confidence in the knee, and I think part of the issue with Nick Chubb, I mean, Nick Chubb has made, honestly, a just stupendous recovery based on the injuries that he sustained, but I think some of his the fact that he wasn't the Nick Chubb afterwards as he was pre-injury initially was he had to get confidence in that knee, and I think you might see a little lag time in that respect, or that could also be why you say Kirby Smart is keeping Jacob Eason out a little bit longer, more practice squad type time to get that confidence back in his knee. So when he actually does go out on the field, he'll be 100% and you won't notice a difference.
Okay, Dr. Sasser, I've got the million-dollar question. By the way, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us via the Pristine Water landline from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Million-dollar question, Dr. Sasser, and I'm putting you on the spot, non-medical question. if you're Kirby Smart and Jacob Eason comes back, he's ready to go 100%, and Georgia hasn't lost, do you sit down Jake Fromm?
I don't know. That, I mean, that's a hard one, but it's one of those, you got a bird in the hand versus two in the bush. And I know we all think, we know how highly touted Jacob Eason is, but you have to be impressed with Jake Fromm. So I don't know if I would sit him.
Okay.
He's just getting better and better.
Yeah. Yeah. He certainly is. And, he's, you know, a highly touted quarterback in his own right is Jake Fromm.
Right. Right.
Well, Dr. Sasser, I appreciate you coming on and taking the time. Once again, you know, we should just rename the segment the Make Jason Bishop Smarter segment. It's not hard to do, but it does every single month we do this.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's fun. I have a great time.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Sasser.
Thank you.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Cabs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Cabs on Facebook.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com. No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30, live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights! If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com. Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in any time and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simons, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, one of my favorite segments of the week, but this segment's sponsored by Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners, Nat's Landing, and Boyd's Transmission. And now we have the Week in Review.
And here we go. If you don't want to honor the national anthem, then please move to Afghanistan. I am sure ISIS would be more than willing to pay you millions of dollars to play a child's game. Ooh. Carmelo to the Thunder. Russell Westbrook will now only be able to take two shots a game. Florida Gators calling, and we are looking for donations. Would you mind please giving us your credit card number over the phone? Rick Pitino, the most successful coach in NCAA history, who allegedly never has any idea what's going on in his program. Ever. Must win, do or die for Butch Jones. And here comes Georgia. Butch, get your resume together. Malik Zaire plus Felipe Franks plus Luke Del Rio equals zero quarterbacks. Hello, Miami basketball. Yes, this is the FBI calling. Vandy, leprechauns shouldn't call out giants. Two words, 59-0. Write this down. Georgia will beat Alabama in the SEC title game. And these are my thoughts.
Man, you were a little hard. Man, you were hard on the Gators today.
I brought it.
You brought it. I don't know, Facebook Live, and we on Facebook Live on social media, but on the regular radio station, Jason Bishop just said that on his weekend review, this Florida Gators calling, have your credit card handy, we'll take donations over the phone. Wow. And he also said, Gator fans, and you know, this is good. This is good to have you go all in on the Gators. I like this. I'd like to see that out of you. I'd like to see that fire. He says Malik Zaire, Felipe Franks, Luke Del Rio equal to zero quarterbacks. I think Del Rio came in and saved them last week. They needed that spark, and he's getting a start this week against Vandy. If not for Luke Del Rio, they'd get blown out at Kentucky.
Look, I appreciate the compliments. But as you know, and the listeners of this show know, the only thing that Jason Bishop does is tell the truth. So you shouldn't be shocked, because all that ever comes out of my mouth
is the truth.
Is the truth.
And that leads us into college football predictions, right?
Yep. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Express Lube, and Alan David Tucker. All right. Well, let's get to it. Do we get a bed? Let's do a bed. Yes, I want a bed. Producers asked me if I want a bed. When I say I want a bed, typically, that's what I mean. I want a bed.
All right. Go. Northwestern at Wisconsin. There's no way that Wisconsin's going to beat them at home.
I think Northwestern makes this game close, but Wisconsin wins. Okay.
South Florida at East Carolina. South Florida will probably take care of East Carolina today, but they got trouble down the road when they start looking at championship games.
South Florida, if they run the gauntlet, man, they're going to be a fly in the ointment. I'll take South Florida.
Vandy at Florida. Now that all the Vandy talk is over, Florida probably wins this game by two touchdowns today.
I'll take Florida big at home.
Let's see, Murray State at Louisville, no contest, Louisville.
Yeah, I'll go with you there.
Indiana at Penn State. Indiana can move the ball, but Penn State's going to beat them pretty handily.
I think this is a close football game. I think Indiana would pull out the upset if the game was not in Happy Valley. I'll take Penn State close.
Georgia at Tennessee. This is a game, like I was telling you during the break, it depends on the mindset Georgia comes in this game with. If Georgia comes in ready to play, they beat Tennessee by 17 to 21 points. If not, it might come down to a blankenship, a kick by the kicker.
Yeah. College football is such a weird game. We watched Georgia dominate Mississippi State last week, and Tennessee is not nearly as good as Mississippi State. I feel like, though, that Georgia might have a letdown. This will be a close game. Even if Georgia has a letdown, they still win. But by the way, I'm just going to say this. If Georgia goes in to Neyland Stadium and they blow out the Vols, folks, you need to go ahead and start penciling Georgia in to that Final Four bracket.
Wow. Wow. We'll get back to this later. Miami of Ohio at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a good football team.
They are. I'll take Notre Dame.
Mississippi State at Auburn. Mississippi State was riding high on the magic carpet last week that they rolled between the hedges.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened, and they crash-landed right in Sanford Stadium. They're not beating Auburn at Auburn today. Not going to happen.
I think it's going to be a close game. I think we're going to see a much better Nick Fitzgerald from Mississippi State. He keeps them in the game, but at the end of the day, it's hard to win a Jordan Hare. I'll take Auburn at home.
Troy at LSU. I almost picked this as an upset, but I just couldn't pull the trigger, so I'll say LSU.
I'm going LSU.
Ohio State at Rutgers. Ohio State.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. This is another one. I went with the ranked team, but I'm kind of shaky on this pick.
I think Oklahoma State probably still has cobwebs about what happened last week to them. Not really being over that loss. Texas Tech keeps this game close, but ultimately Oklahoma State with just more talent than Texas Tech. Oklahoma State wins a close one.
Washington State at Oregon. Now that USC's been exposed as a fraud, Washington is the front runner out west.
And that ends the day. Oregon takes down Washington.
Okay. Clemson at Virginia Tech. I'm putting Clemson on upset alert today. I'm putting them on upset alert. Virginia Tech's going to find a way to beat them.
The ranking says that Virginia Tech is the 12th best team in the country. Let's be honest. Is Virginia Tech the 12th best team in the country? The answer to that question is no.
They will be
Clemson
today.
Is arguably the best team in the country. This game won't be close. Clemson makes a statement, and they blow Virginia Tech out of the water.
Virginia Tech's going to pull the shocker today. Ole Miss at Alabama. Alabama's going to beat them any way, anyhow they want to.
Yeah, this big Alabama big.
Northern Illinois at San Diego State. San Diego State's starting to make some believers out there, so they're looking pretty good.
Okay, that's great. They lose today to a good Northern Illinois team and knocks them out of the top 25.
Okay, San Diego State's better than Nebraska, by the way. New Mexico State at Arkansas. Arkansas.
Yeah.
Eastern Kentucky at Kentucky. Kentucky, I don't know what their mental state's going to be.
Is that Eastern
today.
Kentucky or Eastern Michigan?
Eastern Michigan, excuse me, at Kentucky. I don't know what Kentucky's mental state's going to be, but they'll figure out a way to beat Eastern Michigan.
It's going
to
be one of those typical Kentucky games where they're not blowing out an opponent that they should, but they win 28-17 at the end.
South Carolina at Texas A&M. Everybody threw dirt on the Aggies. They were going to fire Sumlin and blah, 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 and they get a reprieve last week and beat Arkansas. Texas A&M's going to blow South Carolina out today.
Texas A&M wins big, finds their way in the top 25.
North Carolina at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's going to hammer North Carolina today.
Man, Larry Fedora's a really good coach. I don't think they're going to get hammered, but I think Georgia Tech is a better football team right now. Georgia Tech wins at home against North Carolina.
I'm going to write a review of this game tonight for the Southern Sports Edition.
Awesome.
Yeah, so FSU at Wake Forest. I wanted to pick Wake Forest to win this game, but I just couldn't do it, so Florida State.
Florida State hasn't won yet. At some point, you have to win a game. This is the game that they will probably do it, which is, for them is only game 3 because of the hurricane stuff.
Virginia Tech's beating Clemson today.
There's no way, no how, nowhere.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're going to get them. Virginia Tech's not a bad team.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not saying they're a bad team. Clemson is a national championship, legitimate national championship contender.
They are. But Clemson, you know, they got there last year, and who'd they slip up against? They slipped up against Pitt last year, and sometimes they slip up against somebody they're not supposed to in the regular season, and today is that game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll just go to break.
Let's go to break.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The MCA Buccaneers are having a tough go of it so far in 2017. The Bucs fall to 1-3 with a region loss to Savannah Christian 31-15. In Terror Nation, Glenn survives a comeback attempt by Wayne County, scoring a late touchdown to ice the game, 38-27 the final. The Knights of Frederica took to the road against region foe Pinewood Christian, and their defense came with them, staying in first place in the region with a 29-0 shutout of the Patriots. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kit Branch, and this segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Coconut Calves, and Brunswick Country Club. I still can't believe Jason Bishop does not think Virginia Tech has a shot today at Clemson. I mean, dude, they're ranked top 12 in the country.
You know what? When people often ask me what my political views are, whether I'm conservative or liberal, Democrat, Republican,
I just tell people I'm an American.
I tell people that I actually reside in the Common Sense Party.
The Common Sense Party.
And so, therefore, there's no way Virginia Tech can beat Clemson just from a common sense perspective. But what I'm really interested in is you said something last segment about that you wanted to come back to me picking Georgia or saying something about Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, the Georgia Bulldogs, you said during the weekend review that you could pencil Georgia in and beat Alabama if they win today in the SEC championship game. That's the kind of enthusiasm I'm looking for.
That's not what I said. I said
if they blow Tennessee
out. That's
what
I said. If Georgia comes out and they blow out Tennessee,
that they were going to beat Alabama in the SEC championship game, book your playoff ticket. See, that's what I've been looking for.
If they blow out Tennessee, off the Mississippi State blowout, going to Knoxville and winning there in another blowout back-to-back, especially against a Tennessee team that's not as good as them, then, yeah, to me that says that this Georgia team is legit. They're for real. They have the capability of being focused, which, let's be honest, the capability of a Georgia team being focused every single week is something that hasn't happened probably since the 80s. Fair?
That's a fair statement.
Okay. So if they come out and they're focused today after blowing out Mississippi State, taking Tennessee for real, not having a letdown, and they take care of an inferior team by 3 touchdowns or more?
The thing that's different about this Georgia team, Jason, is this. If you watch the college football shows on Saturday morning, nobody gave Georgia much of a chance to beat Notre Dame, if you remember. They came out focused in that game. Same thing, they were throwing dirt on Georgia last week. Mississippi State was the pick of the week, the flavor of the week, and nobody was giving Georgia a shot in that game. They come out and run a flea flicker first play of the game, and pretty much it was over after that. So I've seen something in Georgia this year that I haven't seen in years past, but it's still early in the season, and you still got to come play week by week. But so far, like what I'm seeing.
Okay. So our pristine water, our pristine water landline, we were efforting Coach Rocky Hidalgo. We have not yet got him. We are still efforting Coach Rocky Hidalgo. If we get him, we'll get him on. So in the meantime, we have an awesome Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. This is Carmelo Anthony at the Oklahoma City Thunder Media Day.
How do you feel about, you know, starting at the four, or the concept of starting at the four, or even coming off the bench? And the second question is...
Well, me?
I guess that answers that part.
I mean, I don't know where that started, where that came from. Hey, Pete, they said I got to come off the bench.
Carmelo's not coming to Oklahoma City and sitting on the bench. Unless he gets
hey, Pete, they said I got to come off the bench.
Not happening.
That's the best answer ever.
How do you feel about, you know, starting at the four, or the concept of starting at the four, or even coming off the bench? And the second question is...
Well, me?
I guess that answers that part.
I mean, I don't know where that started, where that came from. Hey, Pete, they said I got to come off the bench.
These reporters sometimes, where they come up with these questions that...
Why in the world are you asking Carmelo Anthony about how he might feel about coming off the bench? Do you watch the NBA?
Apparently not. That would have been a good question for Nick Saban to answer.
I'd pay good money for that.
That would have been a good one.
I would pay good money for that.
This guy, the Thunder's putting together a pretty good team. Not Golden State quality, but they there's no reason they shouldn't be in the Western Conference Finals.
You got to have a big. If you're going to have a big three, you have to have a big, and they don't have a big.
Well,
they got to have somebody to rebound the basketball.
They're going
to
be pretty good.
They're going to have a lot of guys. They're going to have three guys that are going to probably take 90% of the shots. And I just don't think there's enough. I don't think there are enough shots to go around between those three guys.
Not enough basketballs in Oklahoma City.
No, I really don't. And none of those guys want to get down and do the dirty work in the paint, which, you know, with Miami's big three, you know, Chris Bosh, essentially that's what he ended up doing, is being the rebounder and the low post scorer and all the dirty work for LeBron and Dwayne Wade. And that's why that thing worked, is because one of the big three was a big. He was a rebounder. He played in the paint, and none of those guys do.
D. Wade back with LeBron in Cleveland, the greatest player in the history of the basketball. The only reason he had titles in Miami was because of D. Wade. Maybe he'll get one. Maybe they'll get D. Wade a championship they'll retire with.
I'm really stoked that you like the Week in Review. So, I'm so stoked that I think that we will play the Week in Review one more time.
Go ahead.
And here we go. If you don't want to honor the national anthem, then please move to Afghanistan. I am sure ISIS would be more than willing to pay you millions of dollars to play a child's game. Carmelo to the Thunder. Russell Westbrook will now only be able to take two shots a game. Florida Gators calling, and we are looking for donations. Would you mind please giving us your credit card number over the phone? Rick Pitino, the most successful coach in NCAA history, who allegedly never has any idea what's going on in his program. Ever. Must win, do or die for Butch Jones. And here comes Georgia. Butch, get your resume together. Malik Zaire plus Felipe Franks plus Luke Del Rio equals zero quarterbacks. Hello, Miami basketball. Yes, this is the FBI calling. Vandy, leprechauns shouldn't call out giants. Two words, 59-0. Write this down. Georgia will beat Alabama in the SEC title game. And these are my thoughts. One of the things that you can always take to the bank is that Jason Bishop's going to tell you the truth.
tell you the truth.
When I say write it down, do it in pen.
That Rick Pitino, he's a character, isn't he?
Might be erasable pen, but at least write it in pen.
Rick Pitino, he has no idea what's going on in his program.
Ever.
Ever.
Anytime there's a scandal, I didn't know that was going on.
We recruited this kid, you know. Nobody gave him a sack of cash that had $100,000 in it.
Who did that?
No, I don't know. Somebody's out here trying to just, you know, damage our program. And then
all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Jason Bishop and Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, this segment brought to you by The Strike Zone, Pristine Water, Greenscapes, Landscape, and Design. We'll take your calls this segment if you want to call in. Yes, I will take your calls. 912-275-7017. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, I'm supposed to be doing this once a segment. This is the first time I've done it. We're in the last segment. If you miss any of this show, you can stream on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. NFL games today. Tomorrow. College football today. NFL games tomorrow. We're going to do a real quick pick 'em. New Orleans, Miami, 9:30 a.m. at Wembley Stadium in London.
New Orleans looked pretty decent last week. I'll take the Saints.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go Dolphins. Okay. I'm a believer in Jay Cutler. I think Jay Cutler, honestly, could probably end up winning the NFL MVP.
Jeez.
I think he is legitimate. I think he is probably right now one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. Okay. I'm going Miami.
I told you. We had this Jay Cutler, Colin Kaepernick debate. I told you the Dolphins were going to sign Jay Cutler. And we argued on the air here about how Kaepernick was a better quarterback. But I'm glad to see that you're a Jay Cutler man now.
Top five quarterback in the NFL. I said this all along. Top five quarterback in the NFL.
Okay. That erasable pen.
Buffalo at Atlanta. I'll take the Falcons to go 4-0.
The Falcons will go hammer the Bills, I believe.
Cincinnati at Cleveland. That's right.
That's like two mules fighting over a turnip.
I have no idea what that means.
I'll take the Bengals.
I'll go Bengals as well, simply because Cleveland is always a garbage fire. Los Angeles at the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I'll go. Yeah, I'm going to go Cowboys. Lions at Vikings.
Ooh. I'm a Lions fan, but Minnesota has been a tough place to play for the Lions. I'll say the Vikings. They're tough at home.
I'm going to go with your Lions. I'm a believer in Matt Stafford this week. Carolina at New England.
New England.
New England big. Jacksonville at the Jets.
Jags are going to go to 3-1 tomorrow.
Yes, they are. All these people that gave up on Blake Bortles, I said all along, just stick it out. This guy's legit. He's going to be the answer. He's going to be the answer organization. Just be patient. And all along, here he is, finally coming.
Next pick.
Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
That's a big, tough rivalry game, but I'll go with the Steelers.
I'm going to go Baltimore at home. Okay. Tennessee at Houston.
Tennessee.
I really did say Blake Bortles was the answer.
Okay.
You said Houston?
I said Tennessee.
You said Tennessee.
Right.
I'll take the Titans as well. Okay. San Francisco at Arizona.
I'll take the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals, too. Philly at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Eagles.
Eagles as well. Giants at Bucks.
Giants are the 0-3, but they're not a bad 0-3 team. But I'll take Tampa Bay at home.
I like Tampa Bay. I like Jameis Winston. This is a young team that's trending in the right direction. At home, I'll take Tampa. Oakland at Denver.
I'll take the Broncos.
I'm taking Oakland to go on the road and knock off Denver. Indianapolis at the Seahawks. Sunday night game.
Seahawks are going to beat them senseless.
No Andrew Luck for the Colts. Yeah. I'll take the Seahawks. Monday night game, the Redskins at Kansas City.
Man, Kansas City. If I had to pick a Super Bowl team in the AFC right now, it would be the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Wow, really?
Yes.
I'll take the Chiefs, Super Bowl team.
If I had to pick today for a Super Bowl team in the AFC, I'd pick the Kansas City
Let's
Chiefs.
Make sure that we make an audio record of this, Mr. Producer, because I want to be able to play this back.
Said today. And that represents the season so far.
Is today?
Yeah, that's all we know. What, 3 weeks?
All right.
Yeah.
We've got some time to kill, so that rarely happens on this show. It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'll take your calls if you want to get them in since we do have time to kill. 912-275-7017. 912-275-7017. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand anytime you want. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Kip, I'm putting you on the spot.
All right.
Give me your final four, college football. All said and done, smoke's done and cleared.
Final four now.
Yeah, right now.
I'll say Washington from the out west.
All right.
This is a hard pick. I'll say SEC championship winner, Georgia.
Okay.
I'll say Clemson.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll say the Oklahoma Sooners.
Okay. All right. Do you want mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to take Clemson from the ACC, an undefeated Clemson team. I'll take an undefeated Oklahoma from the Big 12. I will take a one-loss Michigan or Ohio State from the Big 10. And I'll take Georgia from the SEC?
You would take a one loss. That's where it's going to be tough, because I'm pretty confident that if Georgia beats Alabama, if Georgia was to put everything together and beat Alabama in the SEC championship game,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty confident that Alabama will be sitting there 12-1.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And you're telling me they don't get an at-large bid?
Nope.
Ooh.
The Big Ten is the best conference in the country. If there's a Big Ten team that goes through that conference with only one loss and wins the conference, yeah, I'm taking them over Alabama. The Big Ten is better than the SEC.
No, it's not.
How do you even say that?
Because Ohio State's a fraud. They were.
Look at the teams that are ranked. Go by the rankings alone.
Okay. What the rankings?
How many?
Take care of themselves at the end of the season.
How many Big Ten teams are ranked in the top 10? And tell me, versus that, how many SEC teams are ranked in the top 10?
There's two SEC teams.
Two SEC teams. How many Big Ten teams we got?
Three, maybe. Penn State, Ohio State's 11 in the AP poll. So
okay.
Wisconsin's in there, but they're not going to be there much longer. There's three or four hovering around the top 10 right now.
Okay. I mean
that doesn't mean anything, because Wisconsin is not coming to the – Wisconsin and Georgia could play today, and Georgia would beat them by two touchdowns. Penn State would play Alabama today and get blasted. Ohio State would play Alabama today and get beat by three touchdowns. And Michigan, don't let that win over Florida fool you, Wolverine fans.
You can't use Alabama as a symbol for the entire SEC the entire SEC.
All right, I'll take Auburn, okay, which is top three or four team in the SEC.
All right. Top five, I'll give you that.
Okay. I believe Auburn will beat Penn State today if they play.
No, that won't happen.
Okay.
Penn State's better than Auburn, hands down.
Okay. Let's pick another SEC team.
Okay.
In the East, I'll say Georgia. All right? Georgia hadn't proved itself yet. Georgia beat Michigan today if they played. Yeah. Today.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The MCA Buccaneers are having a tough go of it so far in 2017. The Bucs fall to 1-3 with a region loss at Savannah Christian 31-15. In Terror Nation, Glenn survives a comeback attempt by Wayne County, scoring a late touchdown to ice the game, 38-27 the final. The Knights of Frederica took to the road against region foe Pinewood Christian, and their defense came with them, staying in first place in the region with a 29-0 shutout of the Patriots. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more.
Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.